Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor
Hi there, Joseph.
supervisor in the fraud department. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Well, I didn't recognize two charges. I called, the young lady said that looked like it was a promotion or something on the internet. And I have an adult daughter that does have some mental issues. And some of my information is actually saved on my tablet. So I don't know if this is something that she did not realizing there would be other, you know, charges down the road, which apparently is what's going on here. But I have not received anything. And I definitely want to make sure that there's no further charges against it. It only seems to be this one thing. So I didn't know. It looks like there's one charge on the 14th for the 574. And then apparently if something wasn't canceled, I guess within 48 hours, that's where I kind of got lost. Something about you can get more of a discount or something, but all of a sudden I got charged $56.95. And like I say, I haven't received anything in the mail or anything. So I want to make sure there's no further charges and see if there's any way of getting this other one reversed.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to see what's going on. I will need to first pull up the account, so I'm going to need the zip code and first and last name, please.
Sure, zip code is 33413. My first name is Kathleen with a K, and the last name is Riley, spelled R-E-I-L-L-Y.
Thank you. Okay, and can I have the shipping address, please?
Well, I'm assuming it would be my home. Like I say, this isn't something that I myself did, but where I reside is 5651 Middle Cough Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33413.
Okay, I verified the account with that information. Thank you so much. Okay, and I see this is in regards to... Let me see what this is in regards to. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, sometimes my daughter, she does it. I love her with all my heart, but she is not the sharpest tack in the box, so to speak. And like with her mental issues, she doesn't... You know, she's done this once before. She's like, what? But it said this. And I was like, no. If it sounds too good to be true, generally it is too good to be true. And you never get, you know, something for nothing and yada, yada. Read, you know, the terms and agreement, y'all. The whole nine yards. But I'm afraid that, you know, it's not sinking through due to her. If she doesn't take her medication, then her mind doesn't work properly. So it's like talking to a doorknob. But I just can't afford her screwing up, you know, my account. As it is, the whole reason I was monitoring this is my boss went away for a week, went on vacation for a week, and she screwed up payroll, and we never got paid yet. I usually get our official payday is Monday, but usually it hits my account on Saturday morning, and we still haven't gotten paid yet. I mean, I'm really like, what the hell is going on? And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing a $50 charge. I have no idea. The $5 charge got right by me, but the $56 one, I'm like, I didn't buy nothing. What the hell is this?
Okay, so I looked over the account. What she had signed up for was for the Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership, where you select a kitchen mixer, and that was as a gift for signing up for our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership. So each month that you enrolled as a member, you would have been billed that membership fee and received a $125 gift card to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store.
Yeah, I mean, that
remember
definitely
doing anything like that.
I did not. Is it possible my daughter did? Like I say, she does have, she's mentally ill, and sometimes things like this die. Here I'm thinking it's legit fraud. Somebody got my stuff, and then I find out that it's stuff that I have saved on my laptop or my tablet. So, but no, nothing that I did. But from what you're, how you're explaining, I think what she probably thought that she was getting something for the $5. And even though I've always explained to her how you've got to make sure that you won't get charged again, because 9 out of 10 times that you do, right? It, with this kind of stuff on the internet, if it doesn't.
So it was a gift for signing up for our membership, for our Factor X savings store.
Not yeah, just, I mean, like, definitely. The gift my daughter doesn't even have a job. She doesn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are you wanting to proceed forward with filing it as fraud, ma'am?
Well, I don't want to, again, the kid's in enough trouble right now between her mental issues, and because of her mental capacity, it's gotten her in trouble with the law. So I don't want to get her in any trouble. I don't want to definitely don't want to make sure that I receive any other charges. And is there anything that can be done about the second charge? Because as I said, I've not received anything. There's like been nothing that has been sent to my home, no type of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, of a thing, like an item of anything. And I don't have any idea what the hell the membership thing is. I didn't, yeah, it's something that I didn't do. So is there any way possible?
So,
or maybe I could call them direct. Do you have their number?
Proceed forward, so you don't, you're saying you don't want to proceed forward as fraud. Correct.
Well, like I said, I'm trying to find out from my daughter if it's something that she may have done. Because I don't want to say, like I say, that things like this have happened in the past, and it ended up being my kid.
Do you want to wait to proceed forward with fraud until you
Can you still make sure that there's no other charges?
Yep, it's canceled out. Yep, it's canceled out, ma'am. So if you want to confirm with your daughter or anyone else in your household if they made that.
No, it would have been her. She's the only other person. And I just, again, it's very hard when you're dealing with somebody that's mentally ill. You know, it's not like she's bad. She's sick.
So if you want to wait on the fraud claim.
Even though it was legitimately fraud, like it was something that I did not initiate. Then it could end up, like I say, I don't want to end up having my kid getting any more legal problems that than what she's already in right now because of her. Again, it all basically comes from her mental capacity.
So are you wanting to wait till you speak with her to talk
to her for sure.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll just keep monitoring my account, make sure there's no other charges coming through because everything else I see on it seems legitimate. They were the only two that I had no idea what the hell it was. So, but do you have a phone number? Perhaps maybe if I call them directly and explain the situation, they would be willing to reverse the charge.
Well, if you want to file it as fraud, you can always check with your daughter and then give us a call back and we can proceed forward on the fraud claim. What I can do as a courtesy is I can issue you today a 35% refund back to the account for the membership fee cost.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. And because that's what I was going to say was I understand what you're saying, but I didn't know if I could maybe get their phone number directly. And if I was to call and say, hey, listen, this was done by somebody that's mentally, you know, challenged or handicapped, however you want to phrase it, and see if they would be willing to reverse it. But if you guys could do that, at least that'll get the bulk of it back, right?
Okay, ma'am. I can do a 35% refund for you today.
I can't do that in my head that fast. So I don't even know what that would be. But, yeah, if these guys could do that, that would be fantastic.
Okay, that would be a total of – give me just a moment.
And, you know, in the meantime, I'm still trying to get, you know, my daughter into a facility to where she can really get
that'd
the
help. That'd be a 1993 refund.
Yeah, at least that's something.
No, wait. Yeah, 1993 would be the amount you'd be getting back.
Okay, so I would get that back and there would be no further charges. In the meantime, I'm going and changing all of my passwords.
And if you still check with your daughter and give us a call back and see if she, if you check with her and see that she didn't do anything like that, then we can always proceed forward with fraud.
Okay.
Once
all right. Yeah, I just, like I say, usually if it's fraud, there's like a bunch of different ones. I'm pretty sure this is just her thinking that she knows what she's doing when she doesn't know what she's doing. So I do thank you for your assistance. It's greatly appreciated. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Please stand in line while I get your refund issued, because I have a confirmation number for you. Ma'am, hello? Miss, hello? Miss Riley? Miss Riley, hello? Miss Riley? Hello? Miss Riley, hello? 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 Releasing this line due to no response. Releasing line due to no response.